The New York Governor's Office reports that the base assessment value for agricultural land has nearly doubled over the past 7 years. Legislation signed Tuesday will limit increases of agricultural assessments to a maximum of 2% a year. New York Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Jeff Williams says the move is crucial to control skyrocketing and unsustainable escalations. Williams notes that farmers across the state face the second highest property tax burden in the country at more than triple the national average.
Over the last 4 or 5 years, we've been maxing out what was the former cap of 10%. So farmland values were increasing by 10% every year, so 50, 60, 70% over 5, 6, 7 years, which is untenable. So that would really spurred us on to try to limit that. Farmers will still be paying a lot of property taxes, but it will cap the amount that their property value escalates every year.
New York State has an agricultural assessment program, so a land in production is assessed differently than that for housing or business. Clinton County Treasurer Joe Giroux owns an 80-cow dairy farm on 600 acres of land. He explains how the assessment works.
The land is taxed on the soil type you have. In other words, if you live in an area like Altona, for example, very gravelly soil, doesn't have good nutritional value, they don't pay such a high rate on a soil type as I would if you had good heavy clay soils that were well drained. It's the type of land that we farm. So the better land you farm, the little bit more that you'll pay according to the value of the land per acre. So it all depends on what area you live in. If you live in an area like along the lake, you're going to pay a little bit more per acre of taxes because you have a better nutritional value in your land.
Franklin County Farm Bureau President Kirby Selkirk owns Curbside Gardens in Chateauguay. He raises sheep, and most of his land is pasture. Knowing there is a 2% cap on its assessment, he says, is reassuring.
Some years ago, I received a publication of a study done downstate about how farmers get something like 60 or 65 cents back for every dollar that they pay in real estate taxes, whereas a homeowner gets $1.25 or $1.30 back. So for us as farmers, paying that tax is quite a significant burden. So this is one really nice thing to see happen that will be able to help that bottom line for the farmers in this state.
Joe Giroux, meanwhile, feels that it was past time for the new cap.
If you take Clinton County, just the price that we pay would regular pay for an acre of land, that'll be a dramatic change. And this is really a great thing that we've been looking for. So it's no worse than a factory needing a building to build its products. Well, we need land to produce the crops. And if we just follow the regular tax base, we'd never be able to grow at a reasonable cost.
Nearly 25% of New York's land is in agricultural use. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.